Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House is back in voting session, and you're a member of the House Professional Licensure Committee, recently met on an issue that has to do with something called collaborative agreements between doctors and nurses, something that really can affect healthcare in a big way. What's going on here?
Well, you know what? First of all, I'll explain collaborative agreement means that nurse practitioners or physician's assistants have to, under law, have a written collaborative agreement. So what we were diving into today was the specifics. You know, the law is fairly broad, and it was written that way because you have all different types of agreements, all different types of things that these professionals are working on. So they require different types of agreements. But our chairman was really driving down and trying to make us look at, should they be more uniform? Should they be more descriptive? Should we put a cap on what the compensation is for that agreement? Things like that. So he really tried to drive an informational meeting today about, you know, should that be more specific or not? And it's one of these issues that I started with the day I started campaigning. I actually saw two people going door to door that were on opposite sides of this issue. One was the head of one of the nurses groups who wanted to get out from under all collaborative agreements. The other were doctors who say that it brings better protection, better healthcare services to the people. So it's our job as a policymaker to drive through these issues, listen to all these professionals, and make the decision on what's best for the people.
And of course, the big news in the electoral process in Pennsylvania is there's been a recent decision by the Supreme Court to require a snap redrawing of congressional districts. What's going on here? How might this affect our upcoming elections?
You know, most of my constituents know that I'm not a sensationalist, but this is potentially a Pennsylvania constitutional crisis. The legislature had drawn maps back in 2011 for the congressional seats, not for our seats, for the congressional seats. So 18 congressional seats in Pennsylvania, we drew the maps. By all accounts, they were okay. They weren't challenged successfully back then. And what the Supreme Court decided was a couple things. Number one, they took on this case. Number two, they took on this case and agreed to fast track it. And the only reason to fast track it is to try to affect the next set of elections coming up now. So what they did is they decided that these maps need to be redrawn in a short amount of time, just a couple of weeks. And everyone knows that might be virtually impossible to do. But the most important thing is that they've overstepped their bounds normally to change the criteria of the Constitution, and that's what decides what draws these districts. The Constitution is set out by the people. The Constitution is amended by supermajority voting in the legislature. It's amended by putting referendum out to the people to vote on. So the power strictly lies with the people and with the legislature to do that. And the Supreme Court has decided, no, we're going to tell you how to draw these lines. And we're going to tell you, use this criteria. Now you go and redraw these lines. So they're actually changing the Constitution through their ruling and not going to the people for a change in the Constitution. That's where I think it can be a crisis here. Also, it's an overstep into the powers of the legislature, not the judicial branch. That's a constitutional crisis. And on top of this, they voted to force us to do it in a short amount of time. And if we don't, they will take complete control of this legislative power and they will draw the maps themselves. So it's done in a time frame so that it definitely affects the next election, something that we haven't seen the Pennsylvania Supreme Court do in my lifetime and any court cases that I've heard where they've tried to make a direct impact on an election. And they've done that by their time constraints, and they've done that with the way they voted. The way we voted in the legislature, it was a bipartisan vote. People can look at the vote themselves and make their own determination what kind of vote it was at the Supreme Court level.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.